Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And isn't that wonderful? I always love to stew on it. You know, keeps my mind, you know, in good feeling, good experience. Sam Cooke. All right. I'm late again, right? I'm busy doing things that I think essential. Because I love life and want to enjoy it to the full, I keep on thinking about things, and things I think about, a lot of times it's painful for me because I am thinking about things, free my mind from certain discomfort. I want to feel the positive charge all the time. And it is hard. I tell you, I know I have to take a very, very serious attitude to this, because when I would probably discredit other people for not behaving as much as I do, because, you know, people say a lot of things about me, but what do I do? You know, I was locked up at the church once, and I wasn't committing any crime. I was at church. What I consider a church is for people gather there, and they talk basically of issues from the Bible. We don't talk about no history in church, right? So why I was arrested at the church? It is because I was programmed to not know the truth. And the church is designed to keep people from knowing the eternal truth. It's not that the Bible don't talk about certain truth, though, certain everyday commonsensical things. But you see, life is far more complicated than that. It's like you can't stay home and believe that you're learning something when you have to go to a place that is prepared to teach you. See? So what I am thinking about right now is the psychological state of too many humans. And see, if we take a careful study of the way we think and the way we behave ourselves, there are many of us, including myself, that begin to pay serious attention, because life is not exactly what we see it to be, what we interpret it to be. And sometimes we need realization, open us up to what we are not paying attention to. There are stories of people who are hurt by other people. And in a lot of these cases, could have been avoided if, let's say, people in general was careful of what anybody say to them and what they say to people. There is something going on there where we are, you know, detached, and people keep on getting into psychological disarray. And because the human world has been affected, just like we have the COVID virus the other day, and see what they have to do to kind of bring it back some, and they're still having some struggles with it, right? A lot of people don't even want to wear a mask. You see, people say some things that you'd wonder, what happened to their thinking? You know, because if you have a virus, and even Trump was behaving like he doesn't really care for anybody to wear a mask. I mean, somebody like me wonders. And it's good that I have some awareness of what is going on. However, I am speaking on the view that we are in bad shape on this planet. We are just barely surviving. And the people who are enjoying the disorderly society The people who are enjoying that are those who say they are the government. And it is amazing that the people who are the victims, not affected. People who are the victim of all of what this uncivilized bunch of marauders, what they are doing to totally destroy, gradually destroying the people who are victimized, and get the victimized people came to the very thing they are using to kill them. Imagine that. Think, because we have a brain. But if our brain become desensitized to things that can affect you, you will be liking it. Yeah, you're dying and you're liking it. It is happening right here. If you're probably not seeing what I'm saying, but right here in America. I was thinking today, and listen to this one. I was thinking today about how many type of blindness human being experience. I was thinking about that. And quickly, I don't want to like spend a lot of time on that, but on this little preamble here I'm doing, I realize that there are several contexts of blindness, but confining it to a blindness that human beings suffer from a lot. And I only see evidence that the people in the world are suffering from a certain blindness over the past 1,000 years. Over the past 2,000 years. And it appears like it can go further than 2,000 years. I think that it passes 2,000 years that black people become blind, not from glaucoma in the eye or the eyes. So talking about the context of eyes, I mean, you could call some level of hearing sight, because if you feel something and that effect goes to your brain and your brain transcribe the whole thing, it just come in like your feeling work like a high as well. Now, we'll get in trouble if we don't put these things in context. We will be lost, right? However, we will be okay if we are thinking sane and sober. Because when we are sane, we will get knowledge. We will stay in the path that where we are protected by our sanity. Baruch Spinoza, he was aware that the church is an adversary of intelligence. The reason why I am talking about this is this other blindness that we suffer from, and it's not the focal, you know, the two eyes we have looking and seeing. Not talking about that. You can have 20/20 and you have problem with another type of vision. Because when we think to ourselves, you know, just thinking and thinking something serious to ourselves, it is because we are to that dimension, wise enough to know that you have to listen to your brain. So when you shut down other distraction and listen to your brain, as you notice sometimes, you really need a place to be quiet so that you can think properly. So think about that. We don't do that enough, no. But come on, that we catch on to that little piece of understanding that you need to take a break and think about certain things, right? But like I say, we're not doing it properly because we would be better off if we were listening more to our brain, you know? I mean, you don't have to be shut away and locked away, you know, because there are different levels of thinking that we do. And you can be driving on the road and drive and you're not getting, you do well. And you're still thinking. Your brain is master and mastery, you know, of mastery over the way we function. And it is the brain that's doing it. It's not us. When we learn how to do it, that's how we do it. And what teaches us? The brain. The brain. So you go to school to learn. And guess what? It is your brain that is absorbing the information. Because if you go there drunk, you could listen as much as you want. You're not going to understand anything. Not much of anything, if you do understand any. So what I'm talking about right now is the consciousness of each individual, the awareness that we must pay attention to our own brain, because our own brain has what we need. We need to be sober. You got to keep your mind sober. But when you begin to drink and smoke and all that kind of stuff that people are doing, they lost control, lost connection, they lack, connectivity to the consciousness that is into your system. If we decide that we're going to smoke, we're going to do this and do that and stuff like that, you're not under the jurisdiction of your brain in the full effect, because your brain is not a part-time function. Your brain is functioning even when you're sleeping. So this is the effect. What I want to talk about is how the world at large, civilized people, have become uncivilized over the past, especially over the past 2,000 years. So like I said, it goes back further. But my observation, I grew up in the church, right? And I stayed in that state of mind until I was over 50. And, of course, the world has never been appearing to me like, you know, it's a place that I really like, and, you know, like everything is right here for me. No, I've never felt like that. My mind was more chaotic. It's just that I stay with the chaos. You know, I don't start running wild and stuff like that. All right. But what I'm talking about now, this, what we call, you know, this, we have the outer eye that can be blind. We can be losing sight. When we're losing this external sight, it's different from when we are losing internal sight. Like your reasoning is getting bad. You're not thinking properly. You're getting out of control. All kind of bad things going on because you don't have the discipline to choose different ways to conduct yourself and make life go good, right? So anything happen, you're likely to destroy yourself, destroy other people, because you don't have the mental discipline to live and to make things go the right way. So now we run into problem. when we don't know the right things that we ought to know, and we are distracted by other people, we don't have enough time to learn from our own brain what is our personal information and how you react to other people. You must know a lot of things to keep yourself in your lane, to be in your lane. You love other people, and you're all right with people, but there's certain things you're supposed to know to keep yourself out of problem, because this is a world in a lot of confusion. And if we don't know what we are supposed to know, we get drawn into stuff that we shouldn't. All right. So I want to, I'm just touching on this because it is something that I have learned by thinking. So therefore, I talk about these things because I know a lot of people are suffering because they don't think on these kind of stuff. So therefore, these things are like strange. And you might say, whoa, oh yeah, and all that. So you see, your brain is not really don't bother with you because you're not bothering with the brain, and the brain can't not forcing you to do anything. You must come just like you come to your parents and you talk to your parents and, you know, you need this and you need that and solve problems. Well, so it is with our brain. We must come home to our brain and stop keeping company with distraction that is just not good for our continuing progress in a good life. All right. So I'm talking about this lead me now, because the people who are suffering from the problem created in the world, they are made desensitized, whereas they are taught a different way of thinking. And what is to make you understand what I'm saying to be a fact is, like many years ago, before I get, you know, as wise up as I am here today, I was reading, I started to read material, you know, so that I want to understand things. So I came across this article and reading about people who want to change the orderly way of life, morals and stuff like that. And back then, little did I know, it's these sodomite Indo-European so-called Romans. They were the ones who seems like at the peak of learning a little civility, because they were uncivilized all along. You see, 2 million years, they didn't have real human civility. Today, something happened. See, and it is what happened that caused us to be in this situation here today, right? So we don't try to go down into the nitty-gritty of that. I am alluding so that to give balance to what I'm saying, so you know that, okay, I don't have everything here that I am saying, but at least you know I am aware of things, okay, that contributes to where we are today. Now, when we are not aware that things happen and we are affected by it, we don't seek to know anything to, like, save ourselves. And what is happening now is that it is shocking when I look at white people ruling the world and see the amount of ignorance that contributes to it. I feel bad. I feel very bad, because what is wasting is our inner soul is wasting. You see, and because we are to preserve ourselves, We don't have anybody else that is going to do it for us because we are fixed. We are designed to take care of ourselves. And whenever we decide that we don't care and we allow somebody to manipulate us, well, that's it right there. I am looking at now is that I'm talking about the mass of people around the world is basically ruined because somebody is tinkering with their brain. You see? And our disposition, information, somebody is doing something to us. I know it's true. Now, I'm going to, let's say, compare the big, broad, mass delusion and settling down as a victim, like everything is okay. It's like date rape. Date rape drugs. Date rape drugs are any type of drugs, type of drug used to make rape or sexual assault easier. Why it's easier? When you're talking to somebody who is fully aware and alert, you get quick response and read up of things you want right then. Because you say this and I say that. You don't have to wait because we are alert. We know what we're talking about. And sometimes some people busy, they don't have a lot of time so for error or not like that. So this is what happened to our sharpness, our cognizance. You see? Why it's important for us to live and be on the alert. Know what your position is and things. And don't let somebody come and change your mind. Because it's easy. When we give way to things we shouldn't. You see, we're not thinking. We're not thinking about protecting ourselves. And maybe it takes years. It takes years before we realize that certain things are going wrong with us. Now, if we were talking to our brain concerning our individuality, our brain would have told us and wise us up long time ago. Yeah, our brain would have done that. But because we are distracted by a whole bunch of men, oh man. A lot of things that are wrong with us. All right. Now, if you are in a position where it is possible that somebody can give you a date rape drug, then you should be talking to your brain a lot. But that's about time when your body talk to that time, you know, because your body loves sex. And the world that we are in today, like I said, the type of world that we are in, we have lost ourselves and we don't know it, right? So we are not careful about certain kind of things because we are on a life drug, similar to a date rape drug. If somebody wants to gain dominance over you, imagine you have your body and somebody wants to defile your body. You know, your body that if you were going to do anything, it would be consensual, right? And they want to shortcut, you know, your awareness. So they're going to give you a drug to lower your senses, your awareness and an ability to decide yes or no. They want to short circuit that. Why someone want to short circuit your mind? The brain, cerebrum and cerebellum. Why would someone want to do that? Now, is there any way to look on that like it's okay? No, I don't know a way. I don't know any way to see it positive. Someone is short-circuiting your brain. So to produce a different response. Now, if you don't know that, your response is valuable. Or you should know it's valuable. But when you don't think that, your response should be always accountable by you and not somebody lowering your consciousness on you, and you don't know that. That's serious stuff. All right, so I'm talking about this, that alcohol is often used this way. You know, somebody won't give you a drink, you know, and sometimes it looks like it's all right to just fall and, you know, having a good time, and you don't think that they would do such a thing. Or date rape, drugs can be, but, or date rape drugs can be put into a drink without you knowing. See? You should not talk to your brain. You know, you're dealing with people. They have a space that where they can do things and you don't realize, and you're not paying attention. Right? So you know, protect yourself at all times. You are to be aware of anything that somebody can do and you weren't looking. Right? And you trust them like a believer in the church. Right. Drugs or alcohol can be person confused. This is the short circuiting of your consciousness. You're going out there and you think that, you know, you're going to drink and carry on and think. and you think to drink is a nice thing. You may never find yourself after you start drinking. You see what I'm saying? So, stick to your brain. Your brain is your only guardian, that, you know, the highest authority. And if you don't know that, then you will allow people who are apt to abuse you. They'll come and get you. All right. Left. He says, drugs or alcohol, right? So you lump all of them together. That they, you know, they can put these drugs into a drink. Alcohol make a person confused. You take that stuff, drink without you knowing. Drugs or alcohol can make a person confused about what is happening. Somebody's undressing you and you don't even understand that they are undressing you, and whether or not you are, you know, you want to be in that state. You can't want to be in that state when you don't even understand yourself. See what is happening? All right. You can't do without people and companionship and stuff like that. But there is a way to go about it if you respect and understand what can happen to you, what people can do to you. If you're careless about yourself, and you can only care for yourself if you and your brain is communicating, because your brain is only about you. When you don't know what is going on in your life, a lot of bad things can happen to you. And if you are not aware of that, you are in serious, serious jeopardy. Less able to defend yourselves against unwanted sexual contact. You see what I mean? can get, a lot of people give away their life like that because they did not protect themselves, or unable to remember what happened. You see, that's, you know, you're terrible. It's a terrible negligence. And when we're talking about talk to your brain, you probably, what is he talking about? You think your head is just your head, and whatever is in your head, all right, no big deal. You don't think you are to, like, into a conscious state of mind and internalize your awareness of what's going on inside of you. Don't you know the thought that is going on inside of you? Don't you know when you are hungry? You know when you are tired, and you know to yourself that if somebody asks you, are you tired, you can say yes. Oh, you know you're tired. Did somebody tell you that? No, you know that for a fact of you, what's going on inside of you. All right. So look, it's about us and our consciousness. And what do we seek to be conscious of is what's important. If we don't seek to be conscious of how we are allowing influence to come into our brain and sit there ready to get to work. You see what I mean? That's the thing about it. You are too far from your own kitchen where lunches and dinners. You have to understand what your head is all about. It's not just to fix your hair and look pretty. That's nice. But look, that's not the most important thing. And if you do less of the pretty up stuff and do more of protecting yourself, you wind up being better off too. You see, so if you can do the whole package together, that's fine. But if you want to prioritize, which one you prefer? The one that means less, or the one that means more, right? So now, if I wanted to, like, give you a date rape pill, I wouldn't be telling you all of these things. There's a way to know when people are civilized and they are serious, right? And some people can play a game and behave like they are this and that, but you have to know broadly when people are for real. Don't look on one side of them. Look on a whole lot of sides of people and over time and see how they behave. There's no way anybody can trick you forever. No. There's no such a thing. You must be such a dead, slumbering fool that somebody's going to be even telling you they're going to kill you and you make them kill you to the end because you did not pay attention. You see, anybody tell you that they're going to kill you and if you're in a relationship, and the other partner tell you that they're going to kill you and stuff like that. We say it and they turn around and do it. All right? Now, the world has a lot of things to take care of and it's not being taken care of because the white people them who clearly do crime, atrocities, In clear day, they're doing it in Iraq, they're doing it in Syria, they're doing it in Afghanistan, and they tell you where they are doing it. And the world agree with them. Don't understand that the sodomite white people, them, not civilized, and they crossbreed and get their mind, 100% sodomite, and they want what you have. Okay? And that's what is happening right now. White people want what African people have, and they find a way to get it. And because I grew up in the church and I have always had time to think. I think a lot about what makes sense. And now, in my older age, I begin to understand so much more because I learned to read a little better and wish I could read a lot more. But now, being me, I have a very big experience about being in church and then what happened to me in the church and me realizing that the church is not an innocent thing. You see? So now, the church put us and use a concept just like they would use alcohol or other drugs to your drink and you think it's real drink. But somebody do it up for you and you don't know because you're not aware. So when you lose your consciousness, and that's what people are doing. It's not just using a literal drug on you, but they use words to produce a certain thinking and feeling inside of you, okay? And when you're not aware that what is going on, and you couldn't just imagine that somebody may be doing that, but think that this kind of human being, you know, just like how you're careful about certain wild animals, right? You be careful about people. Don't trust people because their head can go wrong at any time, even though they may be for some time seems pretty much on track. But you never know when somebody's head is going to go wrong, a different type of adrenaline begin to go off, your desire, your feelings. I'm seeing a lot of that. I feel very, very sorry for myself because when the power of your thought is not with you, you're in bad shape. The power of your thought has to be your delight. But if you're feeling a way where you don't feel right, then you are in trouble. You're in trouble. That's what I have found. This is a good illustration and a comparison here. Date rape and what it does, take away your consciousness. Psychologically, you may be very alert and everything like that, but you can still lack, sound eerie, although you're alert. You're hearing things and you're not hearing things. You know, just like you're seeing something and you're not seeing what you're to see. You see? So this is the kind of situation the world is in. And date rape is just one form of destroying someone. Right? Nearly 11 million women in the United States have been raped while drunk, drugged, or high. If you have any assaulted, if you have been assaulted, it is never your fault. If you have been assaulted, it is never your fault. That need to have some context to it for me to understand it because it doesn't seem to be directly self-explanatory. Here are some, I think, some headlines or issues. What are date rape drugs? What are the most common date rape drugs? It goes on to talk about what step can I take to be safer in social situations? Are there ways to tell if I might have been drugged and raped after the fact. Did we answer your question about date rape drugs? All right. So the comparison I drew is about date rape and the entire world of psychological deception is really carrying down civilization. That is really what I wanted to talk about. So I might have taken a long time, but I just want to bring it about that we people really need to get more conscious about ourselves, how we behave, or we behave. And it's not easy all the time. You have to know when inner system is going against our own spirit. You see, I would say it this way. I find that the things that I love and have an interest in, proved by me and my thoughts and feelings, is strong, strongly supportive. I feel okay. I feel impenetrable and irresistible. With those type of thinking, I cannot go wrong. I'll never go wrong like that. So anytime I have a feeling fighting against that, fighting against the arrangement that I want to have in my head to strengthen me to go in the way I want, I am in trouble. Discomfort and feel depressed. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I know that I come late. I don't have as much time, but got about 45 minutes to go, and therefore I can take on my synopsis. The title is, if you notice, you know, I'm talking a lot, you know, this is like a series on Indo-European, because they are the problem in the world. They are the problem in the world. I mean, they are the problem in the world, and there is no other people the problem in the world besides Indo-European white so-called Romans. They are the people, the problem in the world, and they are teaching the civilized people to adjust their life to be sodomites. You know, right now, as I see it, a lot of people, black people, for lack of historic information, they don't know any better than to see homosexual people as people too like them. And that's just not the truth. We are not coming from the same origin. They and us are not the same people. And they don't have any right to rule any government whatsoever, because they have dealt with a certain number of African people who they realize they can do a lot of things and push us aside, pertaining to things that affect our ethnic people. They are not an ethnic group to the black people. They don't come from Homo sapien origin. That's not where they come from. They interbreed up with the Neanderthal, came from Homo sapien. That come from Homo sapien, hominid, right? They don't come from our bloodline. Homo erectus is their bloodline. They're intermixing with whoever they intermix with. That's not what gives them their genome. Who they are is who they are. So they can transform themselves and learn a lot of things beyond what they would otherwise learn. They are still having the genome of Homo erectus that are second development of humanity, right? By them interbreeding with higher blood and mess their head up and make them think that they can do what they cannot do, because that's what they do. And again, things that they are not to do, they don't know they shouldn't do it because they are still the same Homo erectus sodomite culture. But these white people here today, with all of this intelligent knowledge that they get, they don't find out that they cannot mix with the African people who is not sodomite like them. Sodomite make you mad and crazy. If you think it's a joke, read Genesis 18 and 19 and you see what sodomites do. Where they say Allah's out. And we read all those things and think that those things are true. Lie. Look at the truth is into the story, I think, right? Because they are but you see, they always write their stories and base it on African people, you know, see. The white people, still don't realize that they are not civilized. They are misled to think that they have encountered a relationship with some African people. They just think that they are civilized too because they basically understand things the way we do, but they want to fuck your ass. They want to fuck your ass. They don't think anything is wrong with that. Because they're coming from the Homo erectus genome. You see. And it is because the scientists jumped the gun by mixing the blood of Homo sapien with their blood that make the African ethnic people human intelligence. That's the history that I read. So, I am here to emphasize to people who want to hear it, let them hear it, because I am not interested in anything else but talk the truth. All right. So, now it says this, sodomy, insane culture. Around longer than blocks, only made stone tools and fire. That's all that they could make, my friends. I'm not telling you nonsense. I'm telling you what I have read, and you know, if I am ever wrong, somebody always open up to tell me. What these white people are, you must know and wipe them out of your brain, them and the Bible and Adam and Eve in a garden. You got to wipe that all out of your mind by reading the history, Sumerian history, and even the world history textbook you have here, though they arrange in the world history textbook to mislead African people by calling themselves Romans, because you will not find Indo-European in the World History textbook carrying out anything, you know, on which you can revolve around. No, because they are always sodomites. And sodomites are never civilized people until later time they start to mingle with African civilized people. That's what happened. Right? So it is not right to be sitting under white people with no government whatsoever except the one that they make with their sodomite mind. You know? It's a spoiled world that we are in now, accepting these white people, and they have no credential. Credential they have, it is under their outlaw AB Anadamani rule. That is something that we must instantly order them out. You see, now we can't order them out when we are underneath them and they're giving you whatever they want to give you. You will have to get out from underneath them. How do you get out from under white people? Don't vote for them. Don't go to their church. Don't believe in their Bible. I don't say don't read it, but I said you don't believe that, because there's a whole bunch of stuff you don't have to believe. You just need to know. Are happy in America. Why? Why white people are happy in America? They're happy in America because they have discovered something about the black people. And they exploit it until this day. Right? So that, you see, we listen to Billy Graham, and, you know, I've never heard anybody say Billy Graham was not a good preacher or not like that, except one of his best friends, who they both started to ministry of Jesus together, and this friend got tired of it and just come clean. I'm beginning to tell the world that he wasn't into this Christianity stuff. And that Billy Graham was really a hypocrite. He was just in it for money. That's what he said. Now, apart from that, never hear anybody say anything about Billy Graham. He always like kept himself like, you know, a man who is have good coherency and, well, you know, a man who is meant well, and when he's preaching about Jesus, he's convincing. He's very convincing that what the world needs is Jesus and all that. And when they manage to keep us away from knowing real history, we will stay right there with that mindset. And that's what they have done. And we today have lost, you see what I mean about date rape? That's what they have done to the black people. Black people are under a form of hate rape. They have made us to grow up into a different cultural people. This is what is happening. Because all the churches around us, that's how we grow up and know. So that's a way to spoil people. Lose the church. And that's what they have done. Now, I'm lucky to find out. I am lucky to find out. And if you are running away from what I'm saying, something is wrong with you. If you know what you know, explain it. If you know what you know, explain it. Don't run. And you must be victorious, because etymological meaning, you know, you will be victorious if you articulate what you are thinking, and people look around and find out that you are right. They don't have any contradiction. No contradiction for you. All right. Well, I am talking what I have read and opposed to anything else. And whatever I have at variance with the church is because I've read it. I have read it, and read it in the context that whoever wrote what is different from what I was taught in church are people who have the best interests of civilization at heart. You see, ultimate stuff, if you know how to listen and how to analyze words and situation, it's just the way science process works. Right? To bring people into the know about the world around them. And only history is going to be that source. A lot of people are saying, you know, trivialize history because they are full of the impression about a spirit god. They don't know anything else. That's bad. That's very, very bad. So I'm telling you, power that set civilization in order, it's about, you know, explode right now, because what the white people are doing, they're doing what something that is wrong. And they feel like they have everything under their control. And that's not the truth. That's not the truth. They belong to their indigenous land, Europe. That's where they've been over the past 2 million years. And they're coming here now, turning us fools. Day by day, they're turning black people into fools. Day by day, because we no longer understand that's what they are doing. You're into church. You don't know why you are into church except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What happened to those scriptures in the Bible that will prove that God never had any son, and God is not a God at all, coming from the Bible? How could a God, a real God, be in the Bible, and the Bible is not certified by academics? You mean that God is so much above academic? No, because academic knowledge rules the universe. We didn't make academic knowledge. We are taught it. And we don't know how we originate, why we have a head and our body and all that is inside our brain and you know, our external hide. I mean, we don't know. We don't know enough about ourselves. And those of us who know certain things, You're not going to know everything either, right? You can presume a lot of things, but as far as knowing, no. And the people who go into science deeply, they can understand a lot of things, as you see. In science, they make a lot of things. But look, when you're talking about the firmament above and the gravity, you know, proportions and stuff like that, the motion of the earth, rotating and revolving and stuff like that, 24 hours a day, when you go into those kind of understanding of things, now, you just... have to just feel blessed that you know what you know, you know. So I am saying today that the white people, they are the perpetrators, like in date rape. And you may think that, what is it I'm talking about? But What I'm talking about, I'm saying exactly what I mean, and if you're not understanding me, well, sorry about you not understanding me, but I am pointing to these white people, the sodomites, that black people don't really care whether they're sodomites or not. And that's not what black people are to be thinking, you see. So black people are downgraded by the white people, if you don't. If you can't see it, I'm telling you. okay? Because history tells exactly who black people are from antiquity coming on right down to the time when these sodomites move in and begin to attack and work their trickeries. And they are telling us bluntly themselves the way they feel about us and why they do what they do. And I mean, interestingly, is the God of the Bible they deal with. Now, we grow up come to the church and the Bible and think the Bible is all right. No, but these are honest dog fuckers and men honest fuckers. They are the ones that write the Bible. No joke about that. There's no joke about that. Batty man write the Bible. White people, batty man. Honest fuckers. It's their culture, it's not mine. And why they don't keep themselves to themselves is what the world is says. Sexuality is really what determines who you are. Okay? And if you don't, if you're not a civilized person, you're not going to happen, not going to be lucky enough for you to have endocrine glands that give you oxytocin, the love hormone, okay, honesty hormone, and all those good traits into that hormone. You're not going to have that. These white people, they want us to accept them and think that they are the rule and stuff like that. And I'm saying, no, you're more than 100 miles away from home. They want something for nothing. And so far, they get a lot. You see? But they want it to be forever. While they talk all kind of trash to us and we, praise the Lord, but we don't know no better. Oh, my gosh, no. Blessed are those who hear these things and nourish them inside of you. Because, like I'm saying to you, bad things are happening. And unless we become conscious of it and turn ourselves in the right direction, we will be destroyed with them. That's all I am telling you. It is true. And anybody wants to talk to me, you're always free to call me at 347-850-1358. Or else, I am burning fire. Right? And I'm not saying anything to distress anyone at all. But the truth is the truth. And I think the truth will attract what we need, not what they need. They will run from us. That's what they are about to do. You see many things happening. But I'm telling you, if you're going to hold on to God and hold on to Jesus, they are sodomite characters, never true. What is true is what you read in history of the gods and what happened in South Africa. And why we are here today, the history is there to tell you that we crossed the Bering Bridge coming to America about 100,000 years ago. And it's after that, you know, like after some 88,000 years that these white people connect up with black people and interbreed up. And today, the rest is history. Here we are. Black people don't have their own setting in life because they kick us out of every settlement. I mean, isn't that crazy? It's beyond ordinary crazy. And they testify about it. The Pope apologized for sins of Catholic from antiquity to present evil, right? And all these things that they have done, and black people, just like a date rape victim, That's the way black people are. It's not a joke. Not a joke, my friends. These people are telling you to their face that they don't like you. They like what you have. And that's why they come to all of our territories, because they could only make stone tools and light a fire. They didn't have language and not like that. But today, they have almost everything. If you don't come to find out, you're not into anything. Okay? They want us to look at them like they are not pits of dirt and the slime and the grime. They don't want us to look at them like that. And they find out that we don't care. We love Jesus too. You see what I mean? And you're not giving like you know. And some people who think that, you know, they are scared and they can't be bothered and stuff like that. I can't do that. I cannot do that. Now, listen what they have to say. The Indo-European migrations were the migrations of Indo-European language. So there is something important in what they're saying about proto-Indo-European migration. It's the interbreeding that they went through and become more than just Indo-European. Further developed Indo-European languages. You see? See, that is their next generation that they interbreed up. This is what happened. But remember, I said, they learn a lot, but they still have their fucking endocrine glands that give them attraction, sexual attraction, man with man, okay? Woman with woman, and crossbreeding and all kind of things. These kind of people here, you must get to understand. Get to understand them, because they are subtly reconstructing the African people. That's what they're doing. They learn and have enough sense to make that kind of trouble, but we seem to lag behind in our understanding. That what they are doing, they are ahead of us, and we don't understand what they're doing. So we become content. When you lose the sense of gravity, then you drop on the ground. And this is exactly what is happening to black people. But all hybrid people land. But conquest all hybrid people land and wealth, because they exist and civilize 1.8 million years on Stippy. Today, I saw something here. It says, today, the lives. Oh, okay. I get it now. Today, some things that are not in place here. Yes, so now, today they live off stolen property. They preach the following sodomite doctrine. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Cans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they conclude that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, "God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven." My friends, I hope you can make sense of that. And so far, that's about what I have to put forth to you today. Isn't that awesome?